Efforts to help individuals with criminal records are continuing in Kentucky despite the coronavirus pandemic. Goodwill Industries of Kentucky is still offering services like expungement clinics, its Soft Skills Academy, and its Rise Louisville program through virtual methods. For WKU Public Radio and NPR One, I'm Colin Jackson. It may not be pomp and circumstance, but Andra Day's Rise Up seems like an apt way of capping off an hour-long celebration of six individuals who completed Goodwill's Rise Louisville program. Normally, the week-long class to provide students information on topics like computer literacy, banking, and wellness would meet in person. Dennis Ritchie is director of Reentry Services. He says Goodwill worked to make sure people could still access their classes when they went online.
To get virtual services and trainings into facilities across the state and to help them out especially while they don't have any programming and they're kind of stuck right now, is we've actually taken a laptop to the facilities, and our IT department has set those laptops up.
Ritchie says prior to the COVID-19 pandemic, Goodwill had also started providing prison programming and reentry simulations. He says the closure of retail stores across the state has cut into the funding used for these efforts, making their availability into the summer tenuous. Still, they're getting by for now. There were 16 regional expungement clinics planned for this year. Goodwill and its partners for those, the Kentucky Legal Aid Society groups, had to push them to Zoom after completing only two in person. Still, dozens of participants joined recently to hear how they can have an old arrest or conviction scrubbed from their record.
You cannot have any current pending felony or misdemeanor charges. And then you also cannot have had any felony or misdemeanor convictions in the 5 years prior to filing.
That's attorney Christy Vick Stratton of the Bowling Green-based Kentucky Legal Aid explaining what qualifications someone needs to meet to have a record expunged. With the job market projected to get tighter, having a clean background may become that much more important. But Ritchie of Goodwill says it's deeper than that.
You know, your sentence is what your sentence is, and it's kind of unjust and inequitable to punish somebody for life.
Ritchie says having a felony record can affect housing, insurance, and banking too. I'm Colin Jackson in Bowling Green.